It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to a new report by the National Consumer Law Center, Pennsylvania received a grade of D- when it comes to protecting low-income families from debt collectors. This is due, in part, to outdated laws. How can the Commonwealth improve its ranking and better protect citizens? I'm joined now by Robert Hobbs, Deputy Director of the National Consumer Law Center, who worked on the report. Mr. Hobbs, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Why did Pennsylvania receive such a low grade?
Pennsylvania got a D minus. Only four states were lower at F, and then there were six in the D minus category. We graded the states on five types of property protected from creditors: wages, a car, a home, household goods, and a modest bank account of $1,200. Pennsylvania was unusual in that they did really well on protecting wages. They got an A, and there's only three other states that made A's on wages. But in every other category, Pennsylvania was at the bottom. They got F's for a car, F for a home, F for household goods, and F for a bank account. Most other states had poor protection for wages, but much better protections for cars, homes, household goods, and bank accounts. Pennsylvania is unique in that its laws apparently started protecting households from creditors, making them destitute in 1849 when they exempted $300. But that was very low then compared to what other states were doing.
What are some of the outdated laws, then, that are not protecting low-income families?
Many states retain their protections from the colonial days, so they still protect livestock, cows, oxen. In Massachusetts, 20 tons of hay is still protected, and fodder. In the early 1900s, a Pennsylvania court pointed out that the $300 exemption that Pennsylvania enacted in 1849 actually was fairly generous. It would have protected most items in the household and most of the farm equipment and livestock that the farmers used. The problem with Pennsylvania is that they have not updated that $300 protection since 1849. Most other states have updated some parts of their laws.
Why would a state not update its laws? Why would a state wait for more than 160 years to update its laws in regard to this area?
It just must not have come to the radar screen of the legislature. I think they've relied on being an A1 state on protecting wages, and that's important and it's good. It helps people keep their jobs so that they're not garnished. But the other protections, having a car available, a computer to find a job, a car available to get to the job, those are important too.
Right. And so what are some states that are more proactive in this area? What are they doing to make it possible for low-income families to continue to function?
So the top states have modernized their law so that they come close to protecting a computer, a car, $1,200 in the bank account, all of the family's appliances and furniture so that they can maintain their standard of living, and then a reasonable amount of money in the bank so that they can meet their rent and utility payments or their mortgage and utility payments.
The Trade Association for Debt Collectors, ACA International, criticized your report, saying that your findings are, quote, lacking in real substance, unquote, and focus on state laws that apply in extreme circumstances. What is your response to these criticisms?
Well, we're in times of extreme circumstances. There's unemployment rates in some states are still well above the 7% national average. These are important laws that help families get back on their feet, and when they get back on their feet, safeguard the funds and the tools they need to keep a job so that they can meet their current needs and get to a place where they can pay their old debts.
We're talking with Robert Hobbs. He's Deputy Director of the National Consumer Law Center, who worked on a special report that gave Pennsylvania a D-minus grade when it comes to protecting low-income families from debt collectors. Why should people be protected from debt collectors? There's a school of thought that says they owe the money And therefore, it's not the fault of the people that are trying to get the payment from the people who've been loaned money.
Well, without these types of laws, there can be a race to the bottom where the debt collectors compete with each other to take the last dime that's available under law. These are laws that balance the protections of debtors so that debtors can get on their feet and pay off their debts in an orderly way and maintain a decent standard of living.
How can Pennsylvania improve its debt grade and better protect residents from debt collectors? What are some steps that this state should take?
It needs to look at the model act that the National Consumer Law Center has on its website. We've carefully crafted a model statute for states to follow to modernize their exempt property laws. And it goes through all of the basic categories of property that households need to get on their feet, stay on their feet, and take care of their bills.
And we'll have a link to the information at the National Consumer Law Center's website on our website, wesa.fm. Robert Hobbs is Deputy Director of the National Consumer Law Center, joining us by phone from Boston. Mr. Hobbs, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
It was great to be with you.